Hey guys, welcome back to Just a Sip, season 3, episode 5. Yes, we are in episode 5. Hi, how are you? How are you doing? Welcome back to the show. This is so exciting. I literally love doing these episodes every week. Last week, I told you a little lie. I told you a little fib, a little tale. And I'm going to apologize for that right now. And I'm also going to tell you what that lie was. I said at the end of the episode, I was like, you know what? Next week, we're going to talk about losing creativity, losing inspiration, how to get it back, all that stuff. And I was really excited to talk about that. But you know what? I changed my mind. And sometimes that happens in life. Sometimes you change your mind. And I definitely did. I don't want to talk about that today anymore. We can talk about it a different time. But I definitely feel it's more fitting to talk about the end of the year, the end of 2023, coming to a close, you know, entering a new year, reflecting on the year, doing all that stuff. And I felt like it was just more my vibe, more my speed right now. So yeah, that's what we're doing. And I want to tell you first, before we get into anything, you know, too juicy, before we get into anything too specific, I want to talk about what I'm drinking, because you better have a drink with you at this point. It's season 3 of Just a Sip. Every week we come together on Wednesday and we sip on some coffee. We sip on something. And so I'm just hoping that you have your beverage of choice with you. Because if you don't, I just feel like we're not experiencing Just a Sip to the full potential that it should be, right? Okay, so what are you drinking? I'm drinking an iced coffee. I made it 20 seconds ago and it has ice, oat milk, and caramel. And also peppermint syrup. I put like 3 pumps in there. I was like, you know what? Let's try it. I feel like this mix could be either very good or very disgusting. And I did try it and I was like, okay, that's not bad. It's like, it's interesting. It's not, I don't think I would ever, you know, serve it to anyone, but it's good. I'm liking it. Like, I'm going to take a drink. Hold on. It's like, if something about peppermint is so refreshing, I suppose. I hate peppermint. I actually used to hate it, and it's growing on me just a little bit, but initially, peppermint was just not my favorite thing. Every season, it would come around, like at Starbucks, like the white peppermint milk, well, I don't even know what it's called, and it's just, it doesn't appeal to me. I'm not a peppermint guy, right? But I did buy this syrup. I bought that syrup because I was like, it's winter, like, let me just give it a chance. My taste buds have been changing a lot. And so I was like, you know what, let me try it. And it's kind of growing on me. It's cold, it's refreshing in a way, but I just don't like it mixed with my chocolate. So I don't even like chocolate that much. So yeah, I don't think you've ever seen me. You haven't. I've never made a chocolate drink in my life, like a mocha. No, I just won't do it. Not my vibe. Hate it. Not fun. But yeah, let's get into today's topic, because I feel like since it's the end of the year, it just makes sense that we talk about this. And I want to tell you guys how I have been feeling these last few days of December, because this is the whole reason why I like wanted to talk about this. The other day, yesterday, actually, I woke up and no, it was Monday. So on Monday, I woke up and I was like, I don't feel like going to the gym. I don't feel like doing literally anything productive. I don't feel like doing anything to better my life. I've lost all motivation to do virtually anything that's good for me. And I was like, okay, I see you. I see that that's the mood. And how do I feel about that, right? I literally asked myself that. And I came to the conclusion that I feel okay. Like, right now, for this last few days, I'm okay that I don't care. It's okay that I don't care. I was like, I think I posted something on Instagram on my story or whatever. I was like, should I? It wasn't like a question worth answering per se. It was just like something I said. But I was like, should I finish the year strong? Or should I just stay in bed for the last leg of the year? Like, what should I do, you know? I wasn't really asking, but I was just kind of saying that. I was like, What do I do? And I've just really been feeling like these last few days are just for not caring. And I think I've come to the conclusion that I don't, because everybody needs some time, to like take a little break. Just take some time for yourself and just not do anything. So that's what I've been doing for these past few days, or at least since Monday. It's Wednesday today. And I was just like, you know what? It's okay that I'm not. I haven't gone to the gym this week, and I don't even feel bad about it. Usually, I definitely would. I would start feeling like weird and squishy and just odd and off. But right now, I'm just like, it's okay. We'll start back like on Monday. It's fine or whatever. If I go, it's fine. If I don't, I don't. And that's the end of the day. Whatever. I haven't really been like. First of all, so this isn't the best thing, but I haven't really been like eating the way that I should. Last night, I literally went to like a burger place and I got this double bacon cheeseburger and I stuffed my face with it. And then I also got a bunch of sweet potato fries and I ate those. And then I also ate five chicken strips with honey mustard. And then after that, I was like, that was so good. And then I started watching TV. So I'm calling this feeling or whatever I'm doing right now. It's not gonna last long, right? But I'm calling this my lazy boy era because I have no desire to do anything that's good for me right now, which is okay. And I know that it's only gonna last. I'm only gonna let it last until the end of this year. Once the new year hits, okay, we're good. We're good. But this last week, ugh. Forget it. Like it's fine. Everything's fine. But yeah, like I just want to relax for the last few days and just be ready for the new year. I feel like if I do this, I feel like if I just chill for this last leg and give myself some time to just do nothing, then I'll get like a burst of energy, or I will have a burst of energy at the beginning of the year because it's January. Hello. However, January does usually last like an ungodly amount of time. For some strange reason, it's like 5 weeks long, and it just seems like the longest month out of the year. But I'm assuming and hoping for an extreme burst of energy at the beginning of that month, especially because I'm turning 24, and that's gonna be my 24th year. Hello. excuse me. But yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. Just like living out these last few days of the month, not really doing much, just kind of existing. And we can start back up again next year because, hello, I think everybody checks out. Everybody kind of just checks out at the end of the month and at the end of the year. And they're like, I can't. I just can't. So that's the vibe that we're doing. That's the vibe that we're going for. We just want to chill. I just want to chill. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And sometimes, even these days, I've noticed it's like when I have times like this, it can sometimes be hard to chill. And I hate that because that used to not be me. I used to be able to sit down, literally disconnect from anything that was going on in my life, and focus on a movie or like focus on a TV show and not think about anything else. I found it very hard to do that these days. It's hard to disconnect from literally anything else in my life. But that's what I'm trying to get back. I'm like, I just want to disconnect, and sometimes you just want to watch TV mindlessly. I don't remember the last time I watched TV mindlessly, but sometimes you just want to sit there like a little robot and just watch. I don't know, but that's the mood that I'm in. But I feel like chilling these days for me. It's kind of changed over time, but I feel like I always come back to what's Sorry, I have like a stuffy nose. I've been getting sick. I'm actually coming back from a sickness. I'm kind of healing. I think a few episodes ago, I was like, guys, I'm sick, blah, 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 blah. And I was like snuffling, sniffing all over the mic and all that stuff. It's disgusting. But I'm coming out of my sickness, but I'm still like stuffy and my throat still hurts. And, probably drinking ice drinks. It's not the best cure for a sore throat, but we're doing it anyway. And so I might do that a few times. Also, it's not crazy for me. Every time I speak into a microphone, I start getting like like congested. It's weird. For seasons on Just a Sip, I've always like talked into the mic for a couple of minutes, and then I get like a gross kind of congestion in my throat. It's disgusting. I don't know. Anyway, I want to talk about what a chill day looks like for me, or like what things I like to do while I chill, while I'm living out the last days of 2022. It's 2022, right? I keep getting confused. I keep getting confused. We're going into 2023, but in my lazy boy era, because that's what we're calling this, even though it's only going to last for a few days, and an era is like longer than that. 100%, I could not care less. I really couldn't care less if I go to the gym. Honestly, my whole goal in the gym is to gain weight. So hopefully, in these last few days, while I eat whatever I want and eat whatever I set my eyes on, I gained some type of weight. I was informed the other day, obviously the internet informs us about a lot of things, good and bad. And so you can take a lot of stuff with a grain of salt, right? And so the other day, I was with my friends, and one of them was like, "You should dirty bulk." And I was like, "I know what that is. But I don't know what that is." I'm like, "What?" And so he was like, "You should just dirty bulk, which means, eat whatever you want, whatever's in sight, and just gain weight. Gain weight, gain fat, gain muscle while you're working out, but just dirty bulk." And I was like, I genuinely don't think that I have the physical capacity to do that because, yes, I could definitely eat whatever I want, but it is not in my nature to eat a lot of food. So I work very hard to consume lots of food. So like if I was to, do that route of like gaining weight, I would probably lose weight because I would go a whole day without eating. I'm like, if I don't see food, even if I do see food, I don't eat it. So it's like, that wouldn't work for me. But regardless, it's definitely part of my being lazy right now. It's weird because it's kind of the opposite. Like my whole thing with being lazy is kind of the opposite. Like I feel like when people get, I feel like I'm saying a whole lot of nothing right now, but I feel like when people get in these moods of like chill and like movies and just like being comfortable and doing whatever, they eat whatever they want, right? And yes, I do indulge in like a burger every now and then, like I did last night, but they eat whatever they want, they eat whenever they want. And if it's up to me, honestly, I would eat like once a day because it's just, I'm just not hungry. So it's just like, I don't think that that is really feasible for me to do. My eating habits don't really support like eating in excess. I just don't do that. So, yeah, literally, if it was up to me, eating like the foods that I would eat on in my lazy boy era would be like, obviously, like the burger that I had and whatever creative cravings I have during the day, I would satisfy. But if I have to go outside of my house to get them and they can't be delivered, I probably won't do it because I don't want to leave. And then I could literally sit here and starve, even though I have like delivery and all that stuff. I probably would sit here and starve because I just don't feel like getting up. That kind of was a thing yesterday. Or because I haven't been going grocery shopping because I'm just like, I don't even care. Like, I don't even care. So there's like no food in my house. I have no snacks. I'm not really a snack person. So off the bat, don't have snacks. If anything, I have like cashews. I have some, and my friends made fun of me for this because I had them over one night and we were like, drinking and we were playing games and they're like, "Do you have any snacks?" And I was like, "Let's check." And so I looked at my cabinet and all I had was some organic, like naked cashews. They didn't even have salt or anything on them. They were just bare. And I literally gave them to them. I was like, "Here." And they're like, "What is this? What are these?" And I was like, "They're cashews. They're so good." And they are, but I'm not a snack person, so I just don't have those types of things in my house. And anything I do have in my house is what people have brought over. Like if it's chips, I do have like hot Cheetos in there, but they're not mine. And I have other weird like chips that people have brought. And I just don't eat them because I'm like, I'm not interested in that. So definitely during like being lazy, I probably wouldn't gain weight. Because I'm just, it's just not really in my nature to, I wasn't a snack person when I was a child. My parents didn't really keep snacks like that in the house. So now it's not my first nature to like have snacks in the house. And I will literally sit here and stay hungry because I don't feel like leaving. It's strange. It's strange that I would do that to myself, but that's why it takes so much effort for me to eat and for me to like actually cook for myself, and it drains me. It drains me. So I think that it's fitting that if I'm not doing anything, I'm also not eating. Not the best thing, but it happens. Like it's already 10:50. I've had coffee and no breakfast, but it's okay. It's okay. We're getting back on that stuff in 2023 because we're going to gain weight and we're going to do all that stuff. But we'll talk about my goals later. We'll talk about my goals a little bit after this because I still have some other stuff I want to get through. Another thing I've been loving recently, because since I'm not going to the gym, I used to go. I usually go to the gym at 10 o'clock every day. I mentioned that to one of my friends. He was like, oh, I want to come to the gym with you guys. And I was like, yeah, come. Like, come at 10. We'll be there at 10. And he said that that's a single mom time to go. It's definitely a, like, you don't have a job time to go to the gym. And I was like, yeah, it kind of is. It's like in the middle of the day, sort of, in the middle of the morning. It's just like a random time. But if you have time on your hands, that's like one of the times you would go. And I was like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. So he did not join. But I usually go to the gym at 10 o'clock. And so since I haven't been going at all this week, I haven't gone for maybe, I don't remember the last time I went to the gym, sometime last week. And that's kind of concerning, but I'm not going to let it affect me. What's it called? What was I saying? Hold on. Oh, yeah. So, like, since I haven't been going to the gym, I've been sleeping in. Like, I have not been waking up early. Like what I usually do. I usually wake up at 7:30. I don't know, because I like to keep myself on a schedule, on a routine, but since we're kind of breaking that right now, I've been waking up at a solid 10 o'clock. And I wake up and I'm just like, oh, that's okay. And then I just lay in bed and scroll on TikTok and just scroll on Instagram. I feel like, I'm kind of off topic, but I feel like these days, people say, like, I'm sorry, I'm like congested, but people say, like, I wake up in the morning and I try not to go on my phone, right? Like, I don't go on my phone. That's just, I don't do it because it's bad for you, right? And to an extent, I understand that. And it's a very hard habit to break. However, when I view like looking at your phone in the morning, it's like equivalent to years and years ago when people would wake up and like look at the newspaper. Because I mean they're two different things, but they kind of serve the same purpose. Like you look at the news in the morning while you drink your coffee because it's like, oh, it's just something to look at, you know, like it's you're getting kind of informed. That was just like the way that things were. And so now the news is kind of like it's in your hand. And so you wake up and the only difference is you don't immediately have a coffee in your hands. Sometimes you do, if you're me. But I think it's like the same thing. So really, I don't really see waking up and going on your phone as a bad thing unless you spend a lot of time doing it, like more than I would give everyone at least 20 minutes to lay in their bed and scroll and then start their day. I feel like that's just normal. It's not really, I don't think it's a bad thing. At this point, our brains are pretty set in their ways. They're pretty used to it, so it's not like bad. But if someone can, you know, break that habit of going on their phone in the morning and just immediately get up and start their day, that's fine too. But it's not an everyone thing. Anyway, I've been doing that, so I woke up, and I just scrolled on my phone. And I've been waking up at like 10 o'clock, and I'm like, you know what? This is kind of fun. Not something that we're going to continue to do, but I am enjoying it while we're here. I like it. I like the whole not really rushing to get up and get my day started. Like I have places to be and I have things to do, but I don't really feel like doing them, so we're not going to. But also, like, aside from that, I just, like I said, I just haven't really been doing the things. This is all part of the things that I like to do while I'm chilling. I just haven't been doing the things that I need to do. If I'm gonna chill, I'm not gonna do anything that I have to do. Like I said, grocery shopping, the gym, like editing, vlogging. Like, I don't really do, I enjoy those things. I do, but they are technically work. So off to the side, like, I'm just like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And so, I just completely want to just disconnect and go about my day and exist. And if anybody, I don't really want to leave the house, but if I have to, I kind of will. Also, side note, if you've been on TikTok anytime in the last maybe month, you know that filter, that voice filter that people use to tell stories, and it's like, I can't even do it. But for some strange reason, I've been like, I talk to myself a lot. And I was like making my coffee this morning, and I was saying something, and my voice sounded like that filter. And I was like, Cameron, stop, because I will start talking like that if it actually sounded like that. Anyway, but yeah, I just haven't been doing any of the things that I need to do, and it feels really good. It feels very good to just not care. And I keep having to remind myself that this isn't gonna last long, because if I don't tell myself that we're not gonna not care for too long, then I'll not care for a very long time. And that's not the best, but but we're gonna, we'll get back on track. It's fine. I'm kind of stressing myself out about that a little bit too, though. I'm like, Cameron, we need to stay on our routine so that we don't get stuck in our lazy boy era, because that's not a good idea. Anyway, in continuation with what I like to do to chill, I obviously drink my coffee. That's an everyday thing. Sometimes it becomes like, it's just routine. Sometimes it feels like monotonous to drink my coffee. I'm like, oh, now it's becoming a chore. Like, I have to make my coffee. But no, it's kind of a necessity, because the other day, I was at my friend's house, and I was actually last weekend. So I hadn't been home. I don't think I slept in my bed for like 2 days, because I was like waking up, going to hang out with my friends at their house, like day drinking, and then we would party all night, party, not really party, but whatever. And then I would stay at their house, and then I'd come home and shower, and then I'd do it over again, right? So I didn't sleep in my bed for like 2 days. But during that time, I also didn't really have coffee for some strange reason. They have Nespressos, okay? I don't know why I didn't drink coffee, but I didn't drink coffee. And so I was experiencing, which I thought was in correlation with me being sick, it wasn't. I was experiencing like kind of intense headaches, and I was like, oof, this is not good. Like, what's going on? Why does my head hurt so bad? And so when I would come home, I would like make an iced coffee, because I was like, oh, I haven't had coffee in a while. And then after I drank it, like almost not immediately, but like my headache would just fade, and I'd be like, oh, I don't have a headache anymore. And then I would put two and two together and realize that I was experiencing withdrawals from caffeine. And so, if that's not a sign to maybe not start drinking coffee, if you don't, I would recommend not drinking coffee. But now it's just so routine that it's a necessity, it's an addiction, and it has to be addressed or quenched. So, I think that's why I drink coffee now, because if I don't, I will be sick, Moving forward, after drinking my coffee, oh, this has been something that I've always enjoyed doing. But sometimes, like recently, I've been wanting to, even if I'm not doing anything, I want to get dressed. Like, I want to get dressed for the day in like an actual outfit so that I'll feel more productive, I guess. I'll feel more inclined to leave the house if need be. But these days, I have only been wearing this hoodie. I have only been wearing these sweatpants. These are the only sweatpants I've been wearing for maybe a month, or ever since I got them. They're the most comfortable sweats I've ever put on my body. I got them from Nike, and they're amazing. I hate tight things, right? I hate Correction. I hate joggers and like tight sweatpants. Ugh. I absolutely hate it, right? And so when I'm wearing sweats, like I'd prefer them to be baggy. And these ones are definitely baggy, and I love them. And so I've been living in them. I only want to be wearing comfy clothes 24/7. If I'm going to be in one of my lazy boy eras, if I'm going to be chilling for a hot minute, I'm only wearing comfortable clothes. And I want them to be kind of aesthetic, like kind of nice, like nice comfortable clothes, but regardless, I'm not putting jeans on. I'm not putting a t-shirt on, which I actually just got rid of a lot of my t-shirts because I never wear them. But I'm not putting those clothes on. I'm not putting nice clothes on to go outside. I'm just not doing it. I'm not going outside either. So there's that. But it's a 100% necessity if I'm going to be sitting down watching movies. But that's another thing. If I'm going to be in one of these moods for the last few days of the year, I need to watch everything that I've been wanting to watch, everything that I've been wanting to, binge. So I've been binge watching Insecure on HBO Max, and I really want to watch. I haven't watched it yet because I've heard mixed reviews online on TikTok. TikTok is literally everything these days. That's my search engine. If I look for anything like a recipe, which I've been wanting to do as well, which I did do the other day actually, if I look up anything like recipes, I've only been looking up recipes. I do it on TikTok. It's really interesting. Like, not Google, because if you look up a cooking recipe on Google, you're just going to come up with like literally life stories about how someone loved blueberry muffins when they were a child, and it takes them forever to get to the minute. It takes them forever to get to the point, right? TikTok, they show you nice videos of how to do things, and I've definitely been like using that. Anyway, I've been wanting to watch this movie called Amsterdam with. It has this huge cast of very famous people, like big actors, but I've heard that it flopped in the movie theater and the box office, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. Obviously, I'm going to watch it for myself, but and I also don't think I've seen trailers, but I just know Margot Robbie's in it, and I want to watch it. And I think it's a comedy. I'm not really sure. I also heard about this movie that she's in, called Babylon, and I think it's a musical, but. Musicals are a hit or miss for me, but it also flopped in the box office. Obviously, I don't know why this podcast is about to turn into like a film critic thing, but we're gonna do it. The any movie that's coming out like around this time right now is just not doing very well. I haven't done my own research, but this is like basically a regurgitation of all the things that I've seen on TikTok, of all the film critics that pop up on my For You page because I love movies so much, but I never talk about it. Avatar, The Way of Water is just doing so well, apparently. It's hit like it's about to cross 1 billion. I think it did cross 1 billion in the box office already in the first 2 weeks of it being out. And so any movie that comes out right now, like around this time, is probably not gonna be able to compete with that. However, I do want to still watch those movies, and they also had very bad marketing campaigns, and they didn't. I've seen trailers, don't remember them. I've seen trailers, don't even know what the movie's about. That's not good. But I'm still gonna watch them regardless. But that's just, I just, those are the things that I want to do. Like, I just want to watch movies and like literally just sit there and enjoy them. I went to see Avatar the other day, and it was 3 hours long, which everybody knows. But it was amazing. Like, I loved the first movie. It was one of my favorite movies and always has been. This was definitely, I think I liked it more than the first one. Correction, I didn't like it more than the first one, only because it was heavily focused on, I don't know why I'm talking about this to you. It was heavily focused on Jake and Neytiri's children. Like, the focus was way more shifted to them, so they weren't really in the movie that much. Which I did not enjoy because I love Zoe Saldana. I love her, everything she's in. And I just wanted to see more of her on screen, but that makes sense because they needed to take the story somewhere else. I get it. I get it. But it focused heavily on the children, and that's fine. That's fine. But it was a very good movie. I genuinely was sitting in the theater, and even though it was 3 hours long, usually my attention span, it's gotten very bad over the past few years, but I'm usually able, when I'm watching a movie or something that I'm very interested in, I'm able to, keep my phone away. Like, I'm able to not really look at it. I think I'm generally very good with, like, not being on my phone in social situations. But when I was at the movie, I only looked at my phone, I think, one time for like a split second. Like, it wasn't even like a serious thing. And so I usually use that as a gauge to see how much I actually enjoyed or liked the film. Because if I go on my phone like multiple times, like, yeah, I might like the movie, but I'm not head over heels for it. So I only looked at my phone one time, and that means in my head that that was a good movie because it kept my attention for 3 hours. Granted, I am interested in all of the Pandora, and I like all of the magical fantasy world-esque stuff of it, but to someone who's not really interested in that kind of stuff, like, I would be on my phone a lot more during the movie, but it was very good. Whatever. Some parts were really. I'm not giving a review right now. Moving on. Another thing that is just, it's just a necessity while you're having, a comfy time, and you're not really caring about, responsibilities and all that stuff, or at least things that I like to do. Like I said earlier, I'm not really big on eating, but if I am gonna eat, if I am gonna have some food during this time in my life when I'm not focusing on being, the best version of myself, I will order takeout. I think yesterday was a day. I don't remember what I did because who can remember what they did yesterday? I don't know. But I do know that I ordered Jimmy John's in the middle of the day. I had oatmeal for breakfast, and then I ordered Jimmy John's, and I was like, yum, this is delicious. And then after that, I had that burger that I told you about. Like, it was literally all takeout food. And I feel like I might do the same thing today. Who knows? Not the same foods, but I'm gonna order something else. If it's too much work, like to go outside and get dressed and do all that stuff, not doing it. But it is, ooh, hold on. But it's a possibility to do all those things, and they're just necessary. One thing that I've always wanted to do when it comes to ordering takeout, like, you know how you can watch like shows on TV, like Friends or The Office. I actually haven't even seen The Office, or just like comical shows like that. There's always a scene, at least in some show that you've watched, where they order Chinese food and they eat it right out of the carton. And I'm like, I don't know where that came from because I don't even think people do that. Is that like, I just don't know. Like, people just don't do that. You usually use the carton as like serving and you get the food out of there and put it on a plate, right? At least that's how I did it when I was growing up. And so, I don't know, for some reason, seeing that on TV, I've always wanted to order Chinese food and like eat it out of the carton. It just sounds fun. It just sounds like a vibe. Like, okay, I got my chopsticks and I got my little Chinese food or whatever's in there. I love ordering dumplings and I love ordering fried rice. So I would probably eat both of those things right out of the carton. That's kind of a vibe, and I think I might do that today. Oof, I love that. But yeah, that's what I want to do. And most of all, if I'm gonna have a lazy boy era, if I'm just gonna chill, I'm just probably gonna sit here and exist. I'm not gonna think about anything that I need to do. And that's been the vibe so far for these last 5 days, for this last leg of 2023, I might say. And I think that I'm just going to continue doing that until the end of the 31st. I have plans on the 31st. However, I don't know how much I want to go to them anymore. Like, I'm just like, I don't think that's the vibe anymore. I think I'm just going to stay inside and exist. And that's okay. Okay. That's the kind of person that I am. And I'm totally okay with it. I love it. But after all that chilling, I think it is, important to reflect on this year and like how it's been for me. So we're gonna do that right now. I think it's very easy to, I guess, kind of like lose track of the progress that you make throughout a year because, time's always passing so fast and there's always things going on and you know, your life, my life. There's always something going on, something new, whether it's good or bad, there's always something. And so it's very hard to like lose track. It's very hard to keep track of, you know, progress that you might make and like things that you might accomplish during a year because there's always just, you know, something happening. And so it's very important, at least I feel, to, you know, come back at some point and reflect and like see, oh, like ask yourself the questions like, oh, what did I do this year? Like, what did I accomplish? Did I make progress in some of my goals? Like, what happened, you know? And I think that this year for me, I think I did overall achieve a lot. But my meter, I don't think I filled it the way that I wanted to. Like, I didn't accomplish everything that I wanted to do, which is okay. Like, obviously, that's why you can, you know, set goals up for the future to do it again or like reset, not reset, but like reset old goals so that you can reach them or continue to try to reach them, right? I think I accomplished a lot of things I didn't mean to, or a lot of things that I just didn't expect to. But when it comes to some of the goals that I did set for myself this year, I think I kind of dropped the ball, but that's okay. And I'm going to tell myself that that's okay because we have, you know, next year and I can try harder. Because I think that's where a lot of it fell. I think that's where I dropped the ball. I think I got caught up with a lot of outside things that just weren't completely necessary or just weren't, they were kind of distractions in the goals that I wanted to reach. So I was just not as focused as I wanted to be. Not for the entire year, but you know, for the some of the bigger goals that I wanted to reach that I didn't, I think that I can really pinpoint the reasons why I did not reach them and, you know, fix that. So I think it's, you know, just an important time to reflect and see like, okay, this is why this didn't happen, or this is why this didn't happen, and this is what I'm going to do to change it, you know? So that's the kind of situation that I'm in right now when it comes to reflecting on my year. But overall, like, it, aside from goals and aside from like all that serious talk, like, it was a very good year, I suppose. Like, literally coming out of a pandemic, and that's still like going on. It's just, I feel like we're in limbo, you know? We're kind of like just trying to figure stuff out again. And like overall, it was a good year. Like I did some traveling. I think if I was to go through every single month of this year, in January, I went to Florida. I think I started the year off in Florida. And in February, I think I went on a cruise. Yeah, like in February into March, I went on a cruise, which was very fun. Where did I go? The Bahamas and Turks and Caicos, which I didn't even know where that was until we were there. I was like, oh, okay. And then where else did I go? Somewhere else. March, I don't think I. Hold on. Yeah, in March, I went on a cruise. In February, I actually went to Colorado and I went on a snowboarding trip, which was a lot of fun. Because I think I learned to snowboard this year. So that was exciting. Did I do anything in April? I don't think I did anything in April. I think I took a break from the whole travel thing. And then in May, I went to Rome. I went to Italy in May, which was exciting. And I went to Italy and Greece. That was a fun time in like May into June. I think it was into June. I went to Italy and Greece. That was cool. And then I think I took a break for like June. I was home. And then July, I'm surprised I'm even remembering this. July, I went to Florida again because, was I? Yeah, I went to Florida again. Just kind of like a fun weekend type thing, but also my nephew was being born. So I went to go see that happen. And then in July, September, is that the next month? I always have to say all the months in a row to figure out which one's next. January, February, March, April, May. June, July, August. I skipped August. Did I go anywhere in August? I really don't know. I don't think I did. September, I have no clue. October, again, no clue. I think November, I went to New York. I'm gonna have to redo those months to see if I did anything. But long story short, like I think I did a lot of traveling this year, which was nice. And I like traveling. It's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of places that I would want to go to. But I think that that's like a fun thing, you know? And I like doing it alone. I like going with people. It's just very exciting. But I think that's like a green check on the year. Like, yes, I definitely did some traveling. Was I in Miami at any? I feel like I was in Miami at a few points this year. So in those months that I listed where I couldn't decide if I did anything, I think I must have been in Miami. I don't know. I definitely did go. Yeah. Anyway, that's fine. But overall, it was a good year. I think I reset. I did some traveling. I reset some focuses. You know, shifted some things. Changed my mind on a few things and made new choices. I was like, I think I made new goals for myself this year. I was like, this is what I want to do. This was definitely a year of like, I don't want to say discovery because that's cheesy, but I think I found out a lot of the things that I want to do this year. And so in 2023, I want to like get the ball rolling and make a lot of it happen. Like, I think it was this year I was like, okay, I've been thinking about this for a while, but I for sure know now that this is what I want to do. Like, this is what I want to put my mind and my energy towards. And so in 2023, I expect a lot from myself. I'm kind of setting the bar very high, for progress. And if I don't do that, no, we're not even going to talk about that because I am going to do it. All right. And I feel like that's a good energy to have moving forward. 2023, I want to talk about some goals. Just let me get my mind right now because I'm sick and I want to take a sip of coffee. Look at this coffee, guys. It's so good. If you're not watching on YouTube by now, you should. Okay, 2023. That's good. I like it. I would serve it to somebody. All right. I do have physical goals. I'm going to start with physical goals. All right. I ran into a lot of issues this year when it came to my physical stature, right? I'm not happy right now. But I do want, I need to gain 10 pounds. I'm 150 pounds. And I'm giving myself a year to gain 10 pounds. It really shouldn't take that long, I don't think. Maybe it should. I don't know. See, and I need to educate myself. When it comes to my physical stature, I need to educate. I want to educate myself more on nutrition and food and like how it works in the body and how I need to use it in order to reach my goals. Because I know I know basics. Okay. For the most part, I'm like, yeah, eat a lot, gain weight, work out, make muscle. Like that's literally all I know. And so it worked for me for 1 year. And then I think this year I just saw a lot of, I was working out and I didn't see too much growth. It was just kind of maintenance. I felt like I was working out to maintain what I had at this point, and I need to change the way that I was doing it in order to see more growth. So, in 2023, I need to gain 10 pounds, if that's even a doable thing. I think it is, without taking drugs or anything like that. Gain 10 pounds and become more educated on nutrition and become more educated on how, you know, all of that stuff works with the body to help me grow. But yeah, that's my only physical goal, to gain 10 pounds. But it needs to be muscle. Like if I wanted to gain 10 pounds of fat, I think I could do that fairly quickly and in a fairly simple way, kind of like I was talking about earlier with like the whole dirty bulking thing. I don't think it would be simple just because I don't really eat that much, but like if I was to put my mind to it and eat all day every day, I think I could do it. But I'm not going to do it like that. Secular goals. I've been wanting to do this for such a long time. TikTok is so weird because I think I know. For the most part, I know what works for me. I know what works for my channel, and I know what works with my content and how it's received, how people respond. I want to hit a million followers on TikTok. Like, I've been trying to do that for the past year. I think in 2021, maybe by the end of the year, I'm sure I was at like in the 900K range. And I'm still in the 900K range, which is great. Thank you, guys. Which is amazing. But it's been so long, and I'm like, okay, what do I need to change? Like, I'm not going to change myself drastically because that never works and it's just not true to you. But I'm like, I should try something new, you know? So I really want to, you know, try a not really a new form of content, but changing the way that I produce my content, changing the way that I make it into maybe something more engaging, maybe something more exciting, but not really losing myself, if that makes sense. So I want to hit a million followers on TikTok. I just need to find a way to do that. I know what works for me and what people really respond to in an organic way when it comes to my content. Like, people really respond to what I noticed last year, what worked for me. Like, I would always see spurts of growth whenever I, you know, spent way too much money at Target and like set it up in my apartment or something like that. And I have been doing that a lot recently. I just haven't been recording it, which is fine. But any time that I would like splurge at Target, oof, I always saw an increase in growth. So people love when I spend my money, which is just strange to me. I think I saw a lot of growth whenever, yeah, it always has something to do with me buying something. And I'm like, well, that's okay because I mean, I can buy like something to redecorate my room. There are things I need, you know, so it's cool. I'm going to try to focus more on that and hit a million followers. On YouTube, I want to focus so heavily on YouTube. I've been trying this for such a long time. And I haven't quite found what works for me on YouTube yet. But I definitely want to shift my focus and shift my energy towards producing and putting more content out on YouTube in a more consistent manner. Like, it's very difficult. I don't, and nobody, I mean, people talk about it all the time. I don't think I've ever talked about it, but it's just, it's so mentally draining, and I'm not even like I'm not a big YouTuber at all, on any scale. So it's like, oof, you know. But taking on that kind of role, I guess, is just it's interesting. But I want to shift my focuses, not really from TikTok to YouTube, but I want to integrate YouTube more consistently into what I do, and hopefully it works out for me. And it's not like, I don't think anything that I do is really a waste of time, but I want it to work out for me in the end. And next, I really want to like grow this podcast. I want to grow this podcast so much. But like I said before, there's so much work that goes into it. I do this all by myself, for the most part, when it comes to making content and producing it and, you know, doing everything online and social media, all me. So it gets kind of overwhelming sometimes, but I really want to, you know, create a strategy for Just a Sip and, you know, reach a wider audience. And I think that in 2023, we definitely can do that. Personal goals. Honestly, if you know me at all, you'll probably know that I do not live like in Chicago, like downtown Chicago. No. But I want to live there so bad. I actually, it's funny because anytime I would post a video or like people would see my apartment or whatever, since the beginning, I think people assumed I lived in either LA or New York, or Chicago, like downtown. And I'm like, no, I live in a small town. So I never say where it is because I feel like a lot of people don't really have boundaries on the internet. And, I'll let people guess. Like, they can totally guess where I live, and people have, but I'm never gonna outright say, like, this is where I live, because stranger danger. Like, I'm not gonna do it. But I wanna live and I wanna move downtown Chicago so bad. That's a personal goal. I really want to educate myself in business, whether it works out for me or not, on the internet or just in my personal life, whatever. I want to do that, and I am going to do that. I need to learn proper cooking because I feel like I've been getting into cooking recently, and I don't want it to be one of those things that you like start and then just drop because it didn't. Because you got bored or whatever. No, I genuinely want to learn to cook. So I know a few dishes, but I want to start learning like more. I want to build a little cookbook in my head and just have dishes up there that I can make at any given point in time, at any whatever. I also want to become, this one's interesting because I am, but I want to become better organized. Like I am an organized, clean human being. And some things like are not like my closet, I think that's the first thing that comes to mind. Awful. There's clothes everywhere. There's no type of like organization. And I'm lying to you because I just fixed all of that last night. It was bugging me. I was like, this is not okay. And it's all like nice and folded and everything's like color coordinated now. And I'm like, this is beautiful. I just hate my closet doors, so it was just kind of demotivating for me to see, and I didn't want like to do anything with it because my closet doors are ugly. I don't know if that makes sense, but last night I really went to town, and it's all organized and nice, and now I like looking at it, which is great. But whatever, I just need to become better organized with some stuff in my life, and I think I need to shift like my content schedule, which you don't care about. And then this last thing that's a personal goal for me is I feel like it would definitely help me to better become, not better become, but like work on asking people for help because I love getting things done by myself and I love being independent in the way where I can be like, yes, I achieved this on my own. That's great. I love being able to say that. However, that could, at this at while it's a nice thing, it could definitely keep you in a box. And I feel like I have been kind of in a box because of it. So I need to better learn like how to ask people for help when I need it and like when it can, benefit me in any area of my life. So we're going to be working on that in 2023. But yeah, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode about, reflecting on the year and how I've been, the last few days of this year, but I hope you guys liked it and I really enjoyed talking about it. I always love talking about myself, apparently. But thank you guys so much for being here and drinking your little coffees with me, if you're drinking coffee or tea, if you're not a caffeine person like that. But if you don't follow me on any, platforms like TikTok, Instagram here, anywhere there, you can do that. My name is Cameron Isaiah underscore. Don't forget the underscore because we haven't gotten rid of that yet. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Next week, we are going to talk about actually losing creativity and inspiration and where to find it if you do. I still want to talk about that, but we're going to talk about it next week on Wednesday. So I will see you here and you will see me there. Okay, bye.